What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, man, this weekend was epic, and that's because of you.
Was it great?
It was epic because all the fans had showed up, man. And again, I think it just proves around the league that there's real interest. We are interested in our team and certainly want to see what they're going to be able to do. But it's also, as Mike said, a chance for you guys to get a chance to view practices, which you didn't get a chance to do last year. Dylan Matthews, Mike Johnson from the Morning Shift were up there checking things out yesterday, and Chris Lindstrom sat down with them. First thing they asked him was, how important was it for Ryan Neuzel to get the snaps he got last year?
I think right now it's the huge emphasis. The whole point of training camp is to work out the kinks in those combinations. And so Ryan and I, just about every single combination, we're talking it through, saying, hey, did you like my spacing here? Do you need a little bit more? You need a little bit less? And if our timing's off, you know, we kind of work through it. And Ryan's great. I mean, he's as sharp as anybody mentally. And he's doing a great job communicating up there and doing a great job leading us. But yeah, I think right now it's just kind of working those combinations. And we have so many reps in the bank, but even my stuff with Kayla, we're talking it through right now because we want to be perfect heading into week one.
I love it, man. And I want to hit on that just a little bit. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds for the listeners out there, but I talk all the time about you guys wide zone. I've talked to Jake about this last year. Jake's actually the only guy left on the team that I played with. He's been around that freaking long. But I talked about how friendly this offense can be under Dwayne Ledford in the wide zone, and you fit it like a puzzle piece. I mean, you fit it absolutely perfectly to what they're looking for. And obviously when Zach Robinson got here last year, it was very apparent to me. It was like, hey, D-Led, you deal with the run game. I'll deal with the passing game. We'll kind of move from there. But is that evolving at all? I mean, I talk about it all the time on the show. You guys pull less as a pair of guards than any offense in the NFL. I mean, is that something that you think we can expect to continue to see, or do you see any wrinkles coming down the pipe this year in terms of the run game?
I think we're always constantly looking to evolve, and I think you do a lot of self-scouting, and so Zach's doing a great job right now, and like you said, Led does such a great job with us in the wide zone, and I think what makes the wide zone so great is they talk about all the time in the NFL playing fast. But how do you play fast? And you know this, like when you're protected in a combination, you got somebody coming with you, and you're not afraid of failure. You're not afraid of a guy beating you inside, because you know you got your teammate there. Then you can play even faster. And so when you get on that, and then you just start chasing that speed and that confidence in one another, and I think that's what makes us so great.
Yeah. How's it been as far as the adjustment? Obviously, every quarterback has a different cadence and the way they just call out the plays and things like that. How's it been adjustment to the cadence of Michael Penix Jr.?
Mike's done a great job. I think we got to work the reps at the end of last season, and then he did a great job this spring. And hopefully by the time we get to the first game of the season, you know, I can hear Mike's voice in my sleep, you know. And that's the biggest thing. And timing it up, like, you know, how he rolls his huts, like how that difference. And honestly, it gets to a point now at some point mid-season where he says hut, and it's supposed to be, you know, on one, but it's really, you can tell by his voice that he thinks it's on two or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You get to that point where you can even tell the inflections in his voice. Not there yet, but we're definitely getting there.
I love to hear that, man. I was explaining to these guys in the build-up to training camp the anxiety that can kind of go through you as a player. I used to lay down in bed, and I'd wake up, and I would be in a one-on-one pass pro in my brain. You know what I mean? I'd be stressing my chest muscles, and I'd be like, and it's just some people don't understand because, it's always constantly kind of evolving in your mind. You always think about it, obviously always being here and being a part of that. So I love to hear that about Penix's cadence. And I had the same questions. Look, we all watched the Kirk Cousins Netflix documentary. It's week one. T.J. Watt's kind of getting off on the snap count, and Kirk Cousins is going, yeah, it's just a lot going on, man. You know, a lot of motions, trying to give a hard count with the motions and timing up Charlie Warner and things like that. What are the differences that you see throw? I mean, I realize you guys haven't even strapped the pads on, but the battery of Neuzel to Penix, obviously different than the battery you dealt with last year. Is there anything – have you guys had any hiccups from that aspect?
Not so far, and I think I observed this too, like this past week. I don't think we've had any, standard week one of camp things, fumbles of snaps, balls hitting off guys, and I think we've been pretty clean operationally, and I think, you continue to evolve that, start working in silent cadence, so by the time you play on the road, it's not the first time you've ever done it.
Yep.
And Mike, too, for being a young player, is changing up his snap counts and working it now, and it's challenging us as O-linemen. Because, I think this is probably the worst shape we're going to be in, all season.
Yep.
And so if we're straining mentally to think about the cadence now, by the time we get in season, we're going to be rolling.
It is Falcons All-Pro and Pro Bowl right guard Chris Lindstrom joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan Matthews and Mike Johnson hanging out here with you. I want to talk about what you've been seeing from a couple of these interior guys that we know and we saw flashes from last year. When you talk about Ruka Rororo, when you talk about Brandon Dorlus, those are guys that, again, we saw flashes of last year, but didn't get to see too much, unfortunately, because of injuries and things of that nature. And we've been hearing that, obviously, new defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich has been sending a lot of blitzes, been pretty blitz-heavy so far here. So what have you noticed from the guys on the interior, the Ruka Roros, the Brandon Dorluses of the world so far?
Yeah, I think from what Mike said about what Coach Ledford did for my career, I think Brick has got it for these guys, and these guys are fitting into it. They're feeling confident. They're having fun. And you can see a big growth in them, and then I think year two in the NFL is the biggest jump for guys, and it's really cool to see them out here, how much better they've gotten, how much stronger they are, and how much more comfortable they are playing every single day.
I love to hear it, man. And we got a few minutes left here with Chris Lindstrom, Pro Bowl right guard, All Pro right guard for the Atlanta Falcons. What about you? What have you focused on throughout the offseason? And obviously, I think did we start with the Panthers last year? It was an early season game against the Panthers, and always that matchup with their interior defensive lineman is always a tough thing. But look, you've been all pro, you've been Pro Bowl, you've reached the highest of the highs in terms of grades with PFF and everything else like that. What is Chris Lindstrom focused on going into 2025?
For myself personally, it's continuing to what I do best, and that's the wide zone, and so I still want to be the best in the world at that, and working the fundamentals that it takes for that. And then in the pass pro, you're always seeking perfection. You're never going to get it, and no matter what, there's Jake Matthews and Zach Martin are probably the two guys where I've seen where it's like every single pass that they set, it's perfection. I'm constantly chasing that, and I think knowing your own skill set, knowing your strengths and weaknesses. And so for myself, it's just constantly working the pass stuff, constantly working, schematically and everything. So
I'm curious to hear, too, and we got into this a little bit last year, the screen game. Mm-hmm. And I had a feeling like going into this there would be some more emphasis from Zach Robinson on the screen game. What can we expect out of that? I mean, do you like running screens? Do you like getting out in space, or is it like, dude, I don't need to be out there in the wide open field trying to block a DB?
Man, I love it. I mean, anything to slow those guys down, and honestly, one less drop back pass rep I'm good with. So, but the spacing aspect of it too, right? It's spacing and timing, and
yep,
each screen has a different spacing and different timing, and it looks like you just throw it out there, and he hasn't run in their space, but there's a lot of details that go into it, and it's something that you can't take for granted. It needs a lot of work, so I'm glad we're doing it.
And we actually talked a little bit earlier, and you mentioned Michael Penix a couple of different times. I thought in his three starts we would probably see him take off and run a couple of more times than he did. Only like once, maybe twice, did he take off and actually scramble. Talk to us a little bit about how that changes things in terms of how you are rushed as an offensive lineman. If he takes off and runs one time over in the game, all of a sudden the defense tackle's eyes are in the backfield a little bit more. He's having to kind of two-gap and make sure he can shed. It can really change the name of the game in terms of y'all's job.
Yeah, for sure. I think you described it great. And, you know, when you had Kirk and then Matt Ryan was here today, those guys were more traditional pocket passers. And so you know you're going to get push up the middle, right? Because those guys are as quick in their progression. So you know you're going to get a lot of power rushes. And they're going to try and penetrate up the middle because they're not so worried about getting flushed out to the outside. And those guys have, you know, their superpowers that they can process everything so quickly and get the ball out. And then, you know, a little bit different when, you know, Marcus and Desmond is a little bit softer on the inside, a little bit deeper in the pass rush to keep those guys kind of in the pocket. And Mike, you know, we're constantly figuring out is and just where his depth of his drop is going to be. And I think when we're out there playing, you're not thinking about where, you know, where Mike is. You just have this sixth sense that, you know, all right, I'm getting knocked back. How much space do I have to Mike? All right, I really got to dig in right here because I know Mike's probably a foot behind me. And kind of knowing, hey, I can run the guy up the field a little bit, or, you know, I got to set a little bit deeper because Mike's going to be deeper. And so just kind of right now working that where he is in the pocket.
He's a thinker. We're talking about Chris Lindstrom, guys. It's one of the reasons why he's the best in the business. We've got one of the best offensive guards in the NFL. That was with our buddy Mike Johnson from the morning shift. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. They're going to have Terry Fontenot on tomorrow morning on their show. And I just think, Mike, when you've got those guys that are talented up front, it just makes things so much easier. And this is why, again, for all the things you want Michael Penix to be, his job is easier when that O-line is working the way they should.
Right. And he talked about Jake. Carl and I were just saying, you know, during the interview off mic, that, you know, Jake has just been that super solid piece. I mean, look, when your dad is arguably the greatest to ever play the position, I mean, there's a little bit of pressure there, right?
There is.
But he's had an amazing NFL career with a Pro Bowl season in there. And just a guy, you know, like we said, you don't worry about him. You don't worry about Lindstrom. Maybe I've been fretting too much about McGarry. And certainly with Bergeron, you know, we've got some guys. And they're obviously very happy with New Zeal. We already talked about that. So we got a run game. We should be able to. And I love the fact that Dylan and Mike brought up the screen game because that's the thing you and I talked about.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last year.
Yep.
That, to me, should be where Bijan can always excel, right? Always swing pass, get him in space. Like a couple of years ago down in New Orleans. Remember that with Arthur Smith? Where's that been all year, man? The wheel route.
And he can, once you get him out there, I mean, anything can happen. He can turn a 5-yard run into a 50-yard gain.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.